Ja, dat koef geloof ik dat het u. Yeah, again, that kuf chav dalet. For the middle of the shayla, that Rav was said again that kli shem malachto el yisur is mut l'tzorach gufen tzorach mekoimli. That was his chiddush. And if it's a malachto el heter, then it's even mutter to touch it mechamal etzel. So he had a kasha. V'od de tenan. Says the Gemara in Beitza, mamash in the middle of the big lines. V'od de tenan. Ein semchin es akadeiro bebikas. If you have a pot on yontif, and you have a hot pot, you want to put it down, you can't put it down on pieces of wood. The bikas means pieces of lumber. You're not allowed to move the lumber to put it someplace that you want to put now the pot on top of the wood, on Yom Tov. V'chein bedelos, the same thing if you have a door. You want to move the door, you can't move the door to put it down on pieces of wood. So you're not allowed to move wood on Yom Tov, even though you want to use the wood for itself. You want to use the wood either to put a pot on top of it, or to put a door on top of it. And the kasher is, v'abikas, a piece of wood, lumber, to be Yom Tov, dover shom lachta lehetru. On Yom Tov, wood is mutter, it's not muksa. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. You're allowed to burn wood to get heat to cook with. So you're allowed to use wood on Yom Tov. Alma, still we see, dover shom lachta lehetru, if you have a piece of wood, which on Yom Tov is lachta lehetru, you're allowed to burn wood on Yom Tov. Still we say, bein letzorach gufay, bein letzorach mekoyma yosar. In both places is osar. This is the kasha zayi according to Baya, zayi according to Rava. That we know a klisha machta leheter, you're allowed to move it on Yom Tov, but tzorach gufa, tzorach mekoymai. And here it's mashma wood on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to move it even tzorach gufa. You want to use the wood to be able to put a pot on top of the wood. Still, you can't touch it on Yom Tov. And the Gemara, my time, a new time. The reason why it's us here, kivun the b'shabbos. Dova shom lachta leyisrahu, without on Shabbos, wood is muktzah. Because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn wood. So wood doesn't have its own shem kli. The only use you have from wood is to burn it. And on Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn it. Abizoy gzeira yom tov ot Shabbos. The reason why on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to move around the wood, is like gzeira, if you move it on Yom Tov, you come to move it on Shabbos. So really, a kli shom lach leheter, that's mutter on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, avad, you are allowed to touch it. A spoon, a pillow, you're allowed to touch Zion Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Just wood, which is also on Shabbos, they made Xerah Shabbos at the Yom Tov. For the more of a chi taima, Shabbos gufa tishtri, or was like even Shabbos should be mutter to move wood. Why? To adova shom lachta l'yisr, l'tzorach gufa l'tzorach mekoy mashari. I, Rav, said that even if you have something like a hammer, or kli, that's mlachta l'yisr, that's mukser on Shabbos, still l'tzorach gufa, if you want to use the hammer to bang open nuts, it's mutter. Seriously, if you want to use wood on Shabbos to move wood around, because you want to put your pot on top of it, you have food, a hot pot, that you're allowed to touch on Shabbos. You want to put it on top of wood, so why can't you touch the wood even on Shabbos, the kasher is? And for the Gemara, Hani mili heichodika teres kli olov. When are you allowed to touch a kli, a hammer, even though it's malachta liyisr, but that's if it's called a kli. A hammer has a shem kli. Therefore, on Shabbos, you're allowed to touch the Tzorach Gufa U'Tzorach Mekoymai. Or the Heicha the Lekka Teres Kli Olov. Here, a piece of wood doesn't have a Shem Kli. It's not called a utensil. It has no real use for the person himself. It's not called a Kli. Meloloi. Therefore, a thing that's not called a Kli, Afilu Tzorach Gufa, it's also to touch on Shabbos. And that's the Halacha Eitzim V'Yavonim, is Muksa, that's called Muksa Machmas Atzmon. They have no use at all. You can't touch them at all on Shabbos. You're not allowed to touch stones or sticks on the ground on Shabbos, even a Tzorach Gufa. If you want to use them to hold up something, it's also because they don't have a Shem Kli. That's this Gemara. It's only a hammer or Kli that has a Shem Kli, that's mutter to touch a kopon of a Tzorach Gufa or a Tzorach Mekoymai, even though it's malachta l'yisr. But something that doesn't have a Shem Kli at all, it's also to move it. Therefore, wood on Shabbos is muksa gomer. So even though on Yom Tov, though it has a heter to use it to burn with, but you're not allowed to touch it for any other purpose, because it's a gzeira yom tov ot Shabbos. For the Gemara, o mi gazrinim, do we make the gzeira that something that's asur on Shabbos, we asur on yom tov also? The yotanan, we learned another mishnah in Beitza, ma'ashilin peiros derech haruba b'yom tov. If you have peiros on top of your roof on yom tov, and it's starting to rain, and you're afraid the rain will ruin the peiros, so you want to start lowering down the peiros through the skyline. A mashilim peiros derech haruba. If you have a ruba window in the roof, you're allowed to lower the peiros down on Yom Tov, be Yom Tov. Avolei b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos it's also. So you see, they didn't make a gzera Yom Tov to Shabbos. Shabbos, this type of tircha is also, it's too much tircha to lower the whole bunch of pears down. You can't do it on Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, it's mutter. So you see, we don't make gzeras Yom Tov to Shabbos. Rashi mashilim peres erech haruba b'yom tiv. Vedya tanan avoloi b'shabbos? You can't do it on Shabbos. Peres hashtuchin al agag. You have peres that are drying on top of your roof. Liavshon. For rogue, yishomim mashashon boyim. You see the clouds and it's about to start raining. Is mashilim li'oritz. You're allowed to start throwing the peres down to the ground. Derech haruba agag. Arubas agag. Through the window in the ceiling. The le'tricha milse. It's not such a big tircha. The neflim aleim, because they fall down by themselves. Of Almud Legaz Rinan. But you don't go there on Shabbos, though it's Osir. But on Yontif it's Mutta. So we see we don't make the Gzeira. For at the Gemara, Mi Legaz Rinan, is it true that we don't make the Gzeira? For Yotanam, we learned otherwise. Ain ben Yontif le Shabbos. There's no difference between Isurim that are Nagaya to Shabbos and Nagaya to Yontif. Elo Oichel Nefesh Bavad. Just that on Yontif you have a heter to cook, to do Molochis, that are Nagaya to Oichel Nefesh. Something you're doing for food, it's Mutta. The mashmul of the gzeris, anything that's usher on Shabbos is taker usher on Yom Tov. So you see here, we do make gzeris that Yom Tov and Shabbos have the exact same halacha. Just oichol nefesh is mutter on Shabbos on Yom Tov. And the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Lekasha, I tell you, there's no stira. It's taker machlekes. Hor Reb Lezer, hor Reb Yeshua. I tell you, it's machlekes to make a gzera Yom Tov after Shabbos. Do we make the gzera or not? The what? It's Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. The Tanya. Oisav yes benoi shenoflu labor. We have to, a mother and a child, two animals, both fell to the bor on Yomtif. Is Reb Lezer Weimer, mal eserishin. You're allowed to pick up the first one, al manas l'shechli. So it's called the tiltul tzarech. You're allowed to shecht on Yomtif. So you're allowed to pick up, like first the mother, pick up the mother, al manas l'shechtit. V'shechtoi, and it's like a shecht the mother. V'yasheni oisaloi panos v'mkoimoi. V'shvil shlo yomus. Now the second one, since you're not allowed to shecht on Yomtif, there's an Isser Oisav Yes Benoi. You can't shecht on the same day the mother and the kid. So the kid is like Muksa now in Yontif and not allowed to shecht it. You have to leave it in the borer. But you're allowed to throw down food. You could feed it where it is because it shouldn't die. That's all. But more they warm out to you. We have Yeshua Oimer, Males Arishan Amnas to shecht it. You're allowed to first pick up the first one Amnas to shecht it. We ain't a shecht it. But once you have it out of the borer, you're allowed to change your mind and you're not going to shecht it. You like make haram, you make a trick, and you decide now, oi, I want the second one, that's better to me now. I don't want to use the first one, I use the second one. And you have a heter, you pick up the second one. Now, after the second one is out of the bor, the bowl's on top, rotzer zeh sheichet, it's up to you. Whichever one of the two, you're allowed to shecht. So you see, it's a machlekes if you can do tircha on Yom Tov or not. So drashi lekasha, ho ditnan mashilin, disharit tircha b'yomtiv. That's what we say. We're matet tircha on yomtiv. You're allowed to throw the peris you have on your roof down the window. Aitz tircha yomtiv mishum ibid mamon. Why is it mutter? Because you're going to lose your peris if you don't do it. This goes a little bit of Yeshua he. Shehitir lahavlis behemah baroma min aborim. Here also, when two behemoths fell down, the mother and the kid, Rabbi Yeshua says you're allowed to pick up both. So you're allowed to be matriach yourself, amanas to save money. For hoza trash it is nan ain bain, Yom Tov l'Shabbos, that no, even tircha is still usher on Yom Tov. Just like it's usher on Shabbos, you can't do tircha even to save yourself money. That goes a little bit of Yeshua. That goes according to Reb Elezer, that says you only can pick up one and not the second one. So you see, tircha is usher on Yom Tov. So that's this machlekes, is tircha usher on Yom Tov or not? That's telling the machlekes, Reb Yeshua and Reb Elezer. So tomorrow, no. Tomorrow, me might. Dilma ad kan loy kama Reb Elezer hosa melo di efshin of anosa. What did Reb Elezer say? You can't pick up the second animal from the boar because it's efshin to leave it there. You don't have to take this tircha. You could leave it in the boar and you'll feed it and it won't die. But here in the first case, we have the peiros on top of your gag, on the roof. It's drying out there. And now the rain is about to come. If you don't save the peiros, the rain will ruin all the peiros. So maybe B'mokim Hefsid, he's also Mata, you're allowed to save peiros on Yontif. They were Mata Tircho Mishum Hefsid. Just by two behemoths, the second one that fell into the bor, he also can't pick it up because there's no Hefsid. Let it stay there and you'll feed it there.
Inami, ad kan loy kam Rabbi Yeshua hosam the Yevshem Aroma. When did Rabbi Yeshua say you're allowed to pick up the second animal? Not because tamazoy tirch is mutter for mokum hefsid. I'll tell you, tirch is taka also. No, it's a new het to Mishum Haroma. It looks like trickery, like you don't see that you're doing the second one Mishum Tirchum. You picked up the first one, I'm not the shechted. Now, once it's on top, the guy like changes his mind. I don't want to use it anymore. He goes to pick up the second one. So b'shash you're doing the second one, it's not a tircha shlel tzarech. B'shash you're picking up the second animal, it looks like now you want to use that animal. So that's why it's mutter b'aroma. Av l'hecha de lo yefshe b'aroma loy. If you have your parents top of the gag, just to throw it down the roof, which is just pure tircha, maybe there he holds a saucer. So the kids of this machlekes, if tircha is mutter and yontiv, is not telling this machlekes. This is a new machlekes. Elo amra popul akasha. If you want to say there's no stir, you have to say it's different man the yomim. Ho beishami ho beisil. So machlekes beisham and beisilul, how chomer were the rabbanon on yomtiv? Did they ask you to do certain things on yomtiv? And, or else no, yomtiv is different than Shabbos. Shabbos everything is osur, but yomtiv could be certain things on mutter. What's the machlekes beisham and beisilul? That's none. Beisham ayomim. Ein moitzien es akotin v'yesalulav v'yesef eterulav shusarabim. Beishamai does know from mitoich. Beishamai holds that even though hoitzor is mutter on yomtiv, it's only mutter mamish oichel nefesh. You only let it carry on yomtiv oichel nefesh food. If you want to carry your food home through the Rishus Rabbim, that's mutter to carry on yomtiv. But to carry a kot and a kid, or a lulav, or a sefer Torah, which is not called oichel nefesh, he holds it's osur. He doesn't know from the svar of mitoich. Mashenkin of Beisilu matirin. Beisilu was mutter to carry anything because we hold mitoich. As far as mitoich shehutru hoitso litzarech oichel nefesh, since you're allowed to carry out food on yomtiv, litzarech oichel nefesh is hutru nam and shtel litzarech oichel nefesh. You're allowed to carry out anything, even though it's not the litzarech oichel nefesh, providing there's some tzarech hayoyim, and that's where we hold. We carry sidurim on yomtiv, we carry our handkerchief on yomtiv, we carry things on yomtiv. Abi, there's some tzarech hayoyim. It's mutter. So you see, the machlokes beishami is machmir on yomtiv, and beishilu is mekel. Drashi ain moitzias. It's not the tzarech oichel nefesh. It's la'ishtri, l'chadchila b'yomtiv, tfei mi b'shabbos. According to Beishamai, it's not any more mutter and yomtiv than Shabbos. Elo oichel nefesh, only oichel nefesh food is the only thing you're allowed to carry out on yomtiv according to Beishamai. V'hachta mashilin beitzilu. And after the Mishnah Mashilin said you're allowed to be matriach yourself on Paris, that goes according to Beitzilu. For the Gemara name. When do we say Beishami is machmir on yomtiv, not to carry things out? That's hoitzor. That's mamish carrying out a kid or carrying out a lulav on yomtiv. He holds it's osur. Since it's not called oichel nefesh, they weren't mati you. Of the tilta mishamatlu. What are we answering before? The Mishnah says that you let us throw down the peris, your roof, into the house. There's no issa deraisa there. It's only a shell of tutul. So mehechet teisi v'ashamu be machma there. V'ashamu is only machma not to carry things out. That's nissi deraisa. Of a stamp to do a tutul, stamp to lower Paris through the roof. Maybe that mishnah even goes according to v'ashamai. So how do you know that mishnah only goes according to v'ashilu? And the Gemara, this is the assert, the rabbi learns pshat all mooks of nis Gemara. And the Gemara of a tutul gufa. That the Rabbanan asked it on Shabbos or Yomtiv, not to be metaltal, not to touch kelim, when you don't have to, lav mishum hoitzohi. Isn't the reason why the Rabbanan said don't touch kelim when you don't have to, is because there's a gzer, you'll come to carry it outside. So this is the Rabbit's Raya, this is the whole Yisrael of Muksa. The reason why the Rabbanan said certain kelim don't touch on Shabbos or on Yomtiv, because otetuto lav mishum hoitzohi, we're afraid if you stump to carry kelim even in your house, maybe you'll walk out with them by mistake. So that's why the asset don't carry, don't touch, and don't carry any kelim even in your house. Now, vashteitzich, the kelim that I'm left to leheter, that you need, you have to use on Shabbos, that's like a gzera too strong, so I'm born in the nasa those kelim. So, rather, your fork, your spoon, your chairs, things that your mamish need, the serach Shabbos, that's what mat you to touch. But things you don't need, like klisham lafta lehet leiser, a hammer is not so wichtig, it's not so important to use on Shabbos, so Rabbanan said don't touch it on Shabbos. Why? Because we're afraid maybe you come to carry it outside. Just a tzarech gufa, tzarech mekayma, the Rabbanan will make it. So that's not the Gemara. About the Issa Muksi is a gzera mishum hoitzor. So just like Beishamai is machmir, you can't carry it on yomtiv if it's not a neichel nefesh, who would then you can't do a tutul if it's not mamish a neichel nefesh? Drashi tilti mishamet lu to mishavi yomtiv l'shabbos at yomtiv shavi yischam l'shabbos tilta lav l'tzorech hoitzohi b'tzmiya hilkach. If you come to be mezalzel and touch different kelim, or here, throw the paris off your roof into your house, mezalzel is poitzor. where Geizer, maybe you come to be Mazalza with a Tzor also. Say the climate, according to Beis Shammai, there will be also to throw the Paris off from your roof into your house. So the Gemara, V'yav Rav, Sovalo, Loha de Rova. Rav also paskins like Rova, so Drashi Diyamar, Tzorech Mekoymoy, Ketzorech Gufoy. That we said before. That was Rava's chiddush over Abaye. That Rava says whenever you have a hetel tzorach gufoy to move a kli for the purpose of using the kli itself, who are then for the purpose of the makom? Like we said, if you have a hammer on the chair and you want to sit down on the chair now, pshiti you rely on move the hammer away in order to use the makom where the hammer is. That's called tzorach mekaymei. That Rava says whenever tzorach gufoy to use the hammer to crack open nuts is mutter, avad you rely to move the hammer the tzorach mekaymei. It's the same thing. So Gemara says Rav also holds from this svara. The Yomar Rav, Mar Shela Yignoif, Zel Tilto Shtel Tzurich. A Mar is like a hammer. If you want to move it, so it shouldn't be stolen. If you have your hammer outside, you want to in your yard, and you want to carry it inside out, even though you have an Erev Chatzeros, still it's Osir. Zel Tilto Shtel Tzurich V'Yosir. That's called a Tilto Muksa. Since it's a Kli Shom Lachtel Yisra hammer, you're not allowed to touch it. Only the Tzurich Gufa Tzurich Mekaymoi, but Sam Le Tzurich. It shouldn't be stolen, that's also to touch it on Shabbos. Is taima, it's a diyuk. Why is it also to move the hammer from outside to inside? Shela yignoy. You're only moving because you don't want it to be stolen. Avla tzorach gufoy, or tzorach mekaymoi mutter. But mashma, if you have the hammer on the chair, and you want to sit down on the chair now, that's called tzorach mekaymoi, mashma, that's mutter. His Rav says the only time it's also to move a hammer is only for the purpose of you don't want it to be stolen. It's outside, you want to move it around. That's like we had before, mechamul itzel. If you have it in the sun and you're afraid the sun is going to ruin it, a kli that's malachtel yisr, it's also to touch it. Only a kli shall malachtel heter, a pillow or a spoon or a fork, those things you want to move that shouldn't get stolen or it shouldn't be in the sun, that's mutter. But a kli shall malachtel yisr is taka also to move it for that purpose. Of a mashmut, so if mekayme it's mutter, so Rav also holds like Rava. For the Gemara, ain't he? Not like this. For Rav Kana ikloy leve Rav. Rav Kana went to visit Rav. The Omar, and they said, I see le shusa lekana. Rav told us to meet them, bring out a shusa lekana. Trashe shusa means a mitzuda. Told them, bring out the nets that we capture behemoths with, bring out the nets. Leisavolei, that we want Rav Kana to be able to sit down on it. He didn't have a chair to give him. He used to sit on the floor then. So he said, like, bring out the nets, so our kopon will sit on the nets. So the Kurat Sadiq now, Lav Lameimra, Didova Shom Lachtel Yisr. Now these nets on Shabbos is a Kli Shom Lachtel Yisr. What do you use nets for? To capture animals. That's also at Seid, it's also do on Shabbos. So he said, you're allowed to move the nets. Why? Letzerav Gufoy. Because he wanted Rav Kana to sit on top of the nets. So Sadiq, Letzerav Gufoy in, Letzerav Mekayim Alayt. Mashmi only said it's mutter to move it because Rav Kana wanted to sit on it. But if it wouldn't want to sit on it, just that faket, it's on the floor now. We want the floor to be clean. We want to sit on the floor. We want to move away the net so you can sit in this mukim. Mashmi b'leib osir. That's called tzorach mekayim b'yosir. And the Gemara name. Omalahu, the mice was like this. Shekulu shusa mak mekana. Rav said faket. Rav Kana wanted to sit down on the floor. And we had nets there. So Rav said, take away the nets. So Rav Kana could use that mukim. That's called the tzorach mekaymei. You're not moving the net because you want to use the net itself. You just want to use the mukim, the floor where the net is. So Rav said, "Claw, that's also mutter. You're allowed to move the nets on Shabbos if you want to use the mukim where the nets are." The boy is hosa mecham l'tzil heavy. The mice was the nets were stand outside in the sun. So if you want to move the nets out of the sun into the shade, that's takoser. The only heter to move it is when you have to use the guf hanet, or else when you want to use the mukim of the net. Morav Mori Baruchel Heavy Leyahu Be Sedusa. He had a Be Sedusa. Rashi Korim Shel Lovud Shekar Fitl. He had like a blanket. A blanket made out of flax. That's a klisha matl heter. He had a blanket. Bishimusha that was in the sun. Is Osla Kaimi the Rovas that came in front of Rova. Omale Malo Tetalinu. Am I allowed to move my blanket out of the sun? Can I move the blanket on Shabbos? Omalei Shori. He said, yes, it's mutter. Apshite, it's a klisha malachtel heter. So you're allowed to move it. Afilo mecham aletzel, you can move it. So he answered him back with Mori Maruchel. Isli achrina. You should know I have another blanket, but I don't have to use this one. So Rav answered back, you should know, chosli orchin. Good, you don't need it right now, but maybe you'll have guests, and they'll have to use it. So he answered him back, Isli namli orchim. No, I have plenty of mouth on the blankets. So
So Omalei, so Rav answered him back, Golis Adait Chaisi from you, Mori Baruchim, the Kirabah Sviulach. That you want to hold like Rabbah? That you want to hold that what that even though it's a klishim lachta leheter of the tzarech mecham letzelat asam, that's the way you want to hold. So Bzar Rava told him lekule yalma, according to everybody, shuri, it's mutter to use it of lidach asam. But you that want to be machmir, if you want to be machmir, be machmir, don't touch it. But avada the locker is, since it's a klishim lachta leheter, stam a blanket is mutter to touch on Shabbos. You could even move it mecham letzel. Rashi. Even a lot of move it just for the purpose of saving from the sun. It's the answer to the back more baruch. Listen, Yachrini. I mean, ain't it certainly goof? I don't have to use the goof of the blanket. I'm not going to use it. So he answered back to Karavas Rirloch. To Yoma Mecham Letzel Osir. For Halacha Karava. He said, I'm telling you, the Locher is that really it's Mutter. To Yoma Dovish Omachal Heter Sharwil Gamri. This is the Deek from Rashi Lekur Natai Turan. There Rashi says, we hold like Rava the Yomar, Dova Shomalachta Leheter. We have a Kli, that the Ika Molochar is het like a pillow, like a blanket, is Sharwi Legamri. The Lashon Legamri Mashma, any purpose in the world, you want to move it, it's Mutter. Not like the Ran. We spoke out yesterday, the Ran says that even a Keli Shomalachta Leheter, it's only Mutter to Matal if you have a purpose. Like the case is Mecham Letel, or Shla Yignoif. If you have your pillow outside, you don't want it to be stolen, you'll have to carry it inside, out is the muksam. Or you can move it mecham letzel. But the Ran holds, if there's no purpose at all in moving the chair, or no purpose at all in moving the pillow, it's not also to move it. But that's the deal, because only mashmas mutter mecham letzel. Meif and Rashi, the Kurbi Mashma, not like that. Rashi says, Dova shalmat lehet, the sharwi legamri. Mashma is no tzad isr at all. We spoke out yesterday, even though the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings down the chum of the Ran, that's mashma, if you have no reason at all, you shouldn't move any kelim on Shabbos. We spoke out, the Aruch HaShulchan says, look, come on, stand the gale maisa too much. Because usually, what purpose are you moving chairs on Shabbos? I feel like you don't need it. Either because you're nervous, or else because you're enjoying moving chairs right now. That's also called the Tzarech of Yom Tiv. If you're nervous, that's going to calm down your nerves, moving around chairs, so that should be mutter on your Shabbos, because that's your purpose now, to calm yourself down. Or Stam, you want to play with things, you have cups in front of you. Stam, you want to throw up cups to play with on Yom Tiv, on Shabbos. So even though there's no real purpose of you're enjoying it right now, the purpose is you're enjoying it, so I'll be mutter. So it's not so negeya. But the kopar of the Indian is that for no purpose at all, Yitaka shouldn't move around Kalem on Shabbos. They only gave a heter if there's a purpose. But a kli shamlachtel heter, for any purpose that you need, it's mutter. A kli shamlachtel yisr, it's only mutter if you want to use the guf hakli, like to crack open nuts, or else mekaymai. But for other purposes that shouldn't get ruined, or shouldn't get stolen, that's rabbanan warm out to you. By the Rashi, the dover shom lachtel yisr, you should know, the tzara gufa mekaymai mutter, or mechamal etzel, but shalai yigne vosam. But to move a hammer just from outside that shouldn't get stolen, that's no heter to move it on Shabbos. So Rav answered him back, you want to be machmir gesundei? But that's not the halacha. Right. Omar Reb Abba, Omar Reb Chiya Barashi. Omar Rav. Mechabdois shomilis. If you have mechabdois, means like a broom made out of cloth. Trashi mechabdois, distributed shemechabdim bemes hashulchan. You have a small type of a broom that you clean off clean off the table with it. Is shamilis trashi begodim. It's made out of clothing. Lechabit shulcha shamlachtel heter. So it's meant to clean off the table, which that's mutter to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to clean your table on Shabbos. So this cloth now is a kli shamlachtel heter. Is mutter letaltel on b'Shabbos. You're allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos. Avol shel tomorrow, but let's say it's made like a broom. Trashi shel tomorrow, kain shalonu. Lechabit esabayis, you have a broom. Tomorrow means like a deck that comes from a palm tree, made out of palms, like. And it's like a broom. It was a man's for to clean the floor. The osir. Hey, Medina the Gemara, you're not allowed to clean your floor with a broom on Shabbos. Why not? Mishumash for gumas. Because Medina the Gemara, they didn't have like us, we have all floors with carpet or flooring. They had the dirt. So maybe you start sweeping on the dirt, we're afraid there'll be a hole there. And when you're sweeping it, you'll fill up the hole, there'll be an isser. So Medina the Gemara, it's also to sweep the floor on Shabbos. So maybe the Moedu Reb Shimon of Segration will yomas. Since it's a psik ratio, if you have dirty floor, a dirt floor, when you start sweeping it, you'll clean, fill up the holes. So since it's also to use it on Shabbos, a blasek a klishom lachtel yisr. So he said,
Dish Avol Shel Tomorrow Loi. But if you have a broom, made out of broom, it's also to touch on Shabbos. The Zman is there, it's mutter. Because about all the floors people have, it's not dirt floors anymore. Either you have a rug, or you have a floor like this, and there's no holes anymore. So maybe you're allowed to use a broom, providing the broom is not brittle, that when you use it, it'll start coming apart. A normal broom that won't fall apart, you're allowed to use on Shabbos. But it didn't the Gemara, though, it's awesome. So Reb Lezer Weimer, Af Shel Tomorrow. Blazer said, no, even Shel Tomorrow, also you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Even though it's a klisham lachal yisr, you're not allowed to use the broom in the Gemara's time, still he held this mutter to touch it on Shabbos. So the Mamaya screen, what are we talking about? For what purpose do you want to move the broom on Shabbos? You want to use the broom now, not to sweep the floor, but you want to use the broom to sweep the table, or to sweep your chairs with. So you're also tzorech mekoymoy. If you have your broom on top of the table, and you want to sit down to have a suda now, so you want to use the makom of the table, you want to move the broom. For the Gemara, behol leim rav shel tomorrow loy. In such a case, would Rav hold this also? For Rav, karovus riulei. We just got finished saying Rav holds like Rav. That holds even though it's a klisha machtel yisur, the ikatashpish of a broom is to sweep the floor. That's also to do on Shabbos on a dirt floor. Over here, let's say, gufo, it's mutter. So why does Rav say it's also? Elo mecham letzel. They're talking about moving a mecham letzel. You have your broom out in the sun, and you're afraid the sun is going to ruin it, so you want to move it. For the Gemara, behold, leimer Reb Lezer, Av Shel Tomorrow, Abzai Sekashan Reb Lezer. Since there's a klisha machtel yisur, how could Reb Lezer be matter to move a mecham letzel? Nobody's matter to move a klisha machtel yisur, mecham letzel. Now the Gemara Liyoyla Mecham Letzel, and we're talking about moving this broom stam from the sun to save it. Take it from the sun to the shade. Ema v'chein amri ablozer et zosser, and echnami. Nobody says it's mutter. Everybody's masking it's zosser. A kli shom lachtel yisir is also to move mecham letzel just from saving it, that the kli itself shouldn't get ruined. That's zosser. The rabbanu are only matyu to move it on Shabbos l'tzorech odim. If the person needs this kli, either like we're saying to crack open nuts, use the tzorech gufay, or we also tzorech mekaymai. The person wants to sit on the chair and the broom is there. You're allowed to move the broom because the person wants to use it. But it's time to save the kli for the purpose of the kli itself, that the rabbanu were matter on Shabbos. So the Mishnah, kol ha-kelim ha-nitolim ha-shabbos. Any kli that you're allowed to touch on Shabbos, like a box, if it's any kli that's not muksar, or a chair, is shivreyim nitolim moyim. If the chair breaks on Shabbos, you're allowed to touch the broken pieces on Shabbos also. It has to have some use. The broken pieces now, you could use for something. That means shivri areva. If you had first an areva, that's the thing you need with, the kneading board. It's an areva. You put the dough inside it. Now when this kneading board breaks, the broken pieces you could use for any purpose. Even that's the chiddush. Even though it's not blamed to the original purpose, it's not something you can eat with now. It's just you could use it for any purpose you want, even to use it for a cover of a barrel, so it's still called a kli, you could touch it on Shabbos. Shivrei Shuchas, if you had a glass, and it broke down on Shabbos, is the chasas bemes piapach. If you could use the broken glasses to cover a bottle, so it's also still called a kli, and it's mutter to touch on Shabbos. So they want to say, bizman is their taka, that a broken glass that breaks, we don't use it at all. The shivarim we just throw away, it's dangerous to use. Havada blabs muksa. Stam a glass breaks today, or a cup breaks today, there wouldn't be any heta to touch the pieces. The only heta there is b'mokum sakonim. If it breaks in a mokum sakonim where people could hurt themselves, then as the shum sakonim, you have heta to take it away. But if it breaks in a place and nobody's going to go there, and stam you want to pick up the kelim, that type of blabs muksa. It's only muta to touch shivra kelim if the broken pieces could be used at least to cover something with. Es pi apach. Now Reb Yehuda says a bigger chiddush, a bigger chumrah. If you do aimel bavad she oisin main malachta. No, if a kli breaks, the broken pieces have to have some use, just like the original kli was used. That means shivri areva. If you had the first kli that you needed with, you made the dough in. Lotzek l'teicha and makfa. It has to be a broken part of that has a base kibbutz, and you can put now makfa like a cholent, or like a thick type of soup that you could put in there, something thick you could put in there, so it's doima to kneading, just like when you put the dough, it like this kli was makabel the dough, and a broken half now, so half of it also has to be used to store something in it. But if you can't store anything, it blives mukhs according to Yehuda. Who are then v'shel schuchis? If you have a big jar and now it broke, lost the tzarich shemen. You have to have at least half of the jar. If you want to touch the half of the jar, it has to be at least right to put shemen in it. That's the view of the shita. Hey, so if a glass breaks on Shabbos and now these broken pieces cannot be used at all to be mekabel, it lies like neulet. It's considered something new happened on Shabbos, and it's also to move according to Yehuda. But Allah, we hold that light to Tanakama. As long as the broken pieces.